Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Welcome in. This is the latest edition of the Character Concerns podcast. My name is Christian Osero, joined as always by my guy, Jay Binkley. Jay, we are about to see the beginning of the NFL scouting combine. Begins later on this week. How you feeling?
Good, man. Good. I'm excited about it. You know, get it started with the workouts, defensive linemen, linebackers on Thursday. Of course, you know, this week will be full of the meetings and stuff. Andy Reid, Brett Veach talked this Tuesday. So it's fine. It's the combine time. It's weird how the Chiefs, you know, when you go to the Super Bowl every year, you sit there and then boom, all of a sudden it's the combine. It shows you how short this offseason is for the front office.
Yeah, I mean, basically it was 2.5 weeks ago when the Chiefs went and got their ass kicked in the Super Bowl, which definitely hurt. And now you have to turn the page really, really quickly because you've got guys who are already up there in Indy right now. They're getting ready to do interviews and whatnot and get measurements done. And then starting Thursday, you're going to have defensive linemen and linebackers working out. Then on Friday, you got defensive backs and tight ends. Saturday's the big day. That's your quarterbacks, receivers, and running backs. Sunday is going to be offensive linemen working out. So,
yeah,
going to be a really exciting weekend here.
No, it is. It is going to be fun. So last week, I talked quite a bit about the our first round selection that you and I made.
Yeah.
I'm pretty happy about it still. They're sitting here a week out. I'm pretty happy about it still. Siobhan Revell. Or Sevon Reville is how you pronounce it, but 6'3", 195 pounds, good on the edge. I mean, there's a lot of things to like about him with his defense. Might make people forget about L'Jarius Sneed if you haven't already.
Yeah, and that's the thing that like really jumped off to me. He's an incredible athlete. He's got good height, good length, good weight to him. And it's like you think about, like you watch the tape on him and he kind of has some of those tendencies that you saw from L'Jarius Sneed. And it's like, I look at him and I just think, man, this team would really, really, they could really use a guy like him. And you put him back there next season and he's able to have an impact rookie year. It certainly makes the job of the defensive line a little bit easier. And all of a sudden you can be a little bit more aggressive with the way you blitz and whatnot. So I really like the pick.
No, I do. I like Derek Howard still too, defensive line.
Derek Harmon.
I still think defensive line. What's that?
Derek Harmon.
Harmon.
You said Howard.
Oh, did I?
Yeah. Defensive tackle out of Oregon, Derek Harmon. He's actually moving up the boards now. Like I've been seeing him like top 20 now.
Yeah, Harmon's one of those guys I really like because you can play inside, do outside, do a lot of different things. He's a nasty pass rusher on the interior, but Harmon's a stud.
He's really it's funny. It's like because that's the thing I think about this class in general. Like if you look at like the Texas A&M linemen, like Shamar Turner, Shamar Stewart, Nick Scorton, all those guys are capable. Maybe not Shamar Turner, but. Certainly, like Shamar Stewart and Nick Scorton are capable of rushing from the inside and the outside. You know, Jordan Birch, the other Oregon defensive lineman that probably will go maybe day two, another guy that could probably go inside outside because he's like 280, 285.
And Harmon's more of an inside guy.
Yeah, Harmon's more of an inside guy, but he probably can rush from the outside too.
But he can get to the passer. I mean, he's one of those guys in the interior that can cause some damage and. I don't know. I just really like Harmon in that situation. I just did. I mean, the guy really, you know, showed up this year for Oregon. Looked great. So I think he's a big part of.
And they also have Jamari Caldwell too at Oregon as well. That I think would be an interesting interior pass rusher. Seriously, we've been talking about this a lot. This is a very, very good defensive line class, and I think there's a lot of different guys that would fit into what Spags wants. So this is the reason why I've been pushing for them. To be pretty aggressive in getting maybe a defensive lineman or two this year.
You're going to have to. You got one under contract and Chris Jones. You're going to have to look that direction. That's why I think Thursday is so imperative.
Me too.
To see some of the defensive line in that situation. Because as we did our mock draft, there wasn't a lot of skill positions we would have reached for.
No.
In that situation. And that showed us. I mean, you know why? I mean, you know, this draft is very reminiscent. Obviously, the Chiefs don't need, you know, a quarterback. As the quarterbacks are talked about, you know, thing in this year's draft. Fesco texted me earlier about which class of quarterbacks was the worst class. I said 2022.
2013. No, 2013 was worse.
Well,
2013, the top quarterback was EJ Manuel, who was taken 15th overall by the Bills, and he was the only first-round quarterback that year. After that was Geno Smith.
No, I mean the last one, which was 2022.
Oh, the last one. I mean, 13.
Because here's the deal. Kenny Pickett was the only first-round quarterback.
Right.
And the top three were him, Desmond Ridder, and Malik Willis.
Yeah, and that wasn't a great class at all.
Yeah, in the first three rounds. You had Chris Olave when drafted that draft class, Chiefs third stringer.
Right.
You had Bailey Zappe picked. The only good quarterback was the last pick in the draft, Brock Purdy.
Right. That wasn't a good quarterback. But, like, I don't – like, even that – like, that one and then, yeah, the 13 class where EJ Manuel.
I was bad. It was terrible.
I mean, I was surprised EJ Manuel went before Geno Smith. That's how bad that class was.
But sitting there, you're not going to get Mason Graham at defensive tackle.
Right.
Walter Nolan, I don't think you're going to get him. If you want to go, I'm not huge on getting the second best defensive tackle off a defensive line like Kenneth Grant at Michigan.
I'm fine. I like Kenneth. Kenneth would be the only second guy I would take. I like Kenneth Grant a lot. Like, I think Kenneth.
I mean, Tyreek Williams, I like him still. I like TJ Sanders. But Derek Harmon is probably my favorite out of that group.
I'm Kenneth would be my guy, and then after him, I'll tell you this one guy I really like. He's not a first rounder, maybe third rounder. Is Deion Walker from Kentucky?
Yeah,
his stock has dropped because he played his pad levels too. He's 6'7", 340. His pad levels too high. But
I like Joshua Farmer too.
Yeah, I love Farmer. I love if they were to get him in the third round, I would love that pick. Like I'll tell you this right now, Farmer. Even though he's a Florida State guy, I'm a Florida guy. I love Farmer. I would love if he was wearing red and gold this fall. But yeah, like a Deion Walker type, 6'7", 340. If he can just keep his pad level down, get him in there with Joe Cullen and let him get coached up by him. Oh yeah, I'd love that pick third round.
Yeah, I definitely like that. But it just shows you kind of where they're at. I mean, yes, I 100% I'm team wide receiver. No question about it. I'm 100% load Patrick Mahomes up with weapons. I just don't know if the first round is the round to do that. Because you got to be careful what you do because you want an impact player that can help this football team. And it's going to probably be corner or defensive line in this situation because I feel the best wide receivers will be taken – by the time of the first round. Then it's going to be a reach, but it's okay. Like you get the guys you want. Like, do I think Puka Nacua goes as the third, fifth round pick of the Rams? No. Obviously, teams would have grabbed him a lot earlier. So if there's some of the early catches their eye, that's when you get him in the early rounds. I have no problem with drafting him before the round you think they're supposed to go.
Right, yeah. I mean, I think you want to get, you know, the best value you can with each pick. But I also think if you really, really like a guy, as long as you're not reaching too far, go get him. Like, go get your guy. You know, that's a lot of people thought Xavier Worthy was a reach for the Chiefs last year, and, you know, he ended up having a really good year. So I want to move the conversation over to just kind of the changes we've seen with the All-Star week that we had with college football and now with the Combine. And you've got a lot of players who are pulling out of these workouts and whatnot. Shedeur Sanders, quarterback for Colorado, already confirmed to pull out. Ashton Gentry's only going to do medicals and interviews. Abdul Carter, we just found out, I don't know, maybe an hour ago, maybe half an hour ago, he's not going to work out. He's got a shoulder injury. It's starting to really kind of, I mean, and not only that, but Shedeur pulled out of the Shrine Bowl workouts.
Yeah, like, he didn't even our guy, Siobhan Revell.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, and he's injured, so, like, you know.
Yeah, he tore his ACL in September.
Yeah, he tore his ACL back in September. So, like, that makes sense. But, like, you're starting to see a lot of these athletes pull out of these workouts. Last year, Marvin Harrison Jr. literally only did interviews. Didn't do any medicals, did nothing else. Just interviews, that's it. Is this going to be something that's a
40.
Is this going to be something that's going to be a trend in the top 10? Because I don't think this is going away anytime soon.
I don't, to be honest with you. I mean, there was so much smoke last year about, you know, what about the combine? Should you regionalize it and do it regionally? It sucks that the pro days have taken over this. You know, it's a lot of, it's a lot of taking your resources in a whole bunch of different directions, right? When you have pro days all over the place. Not a huge fan of that. I wish it was more controlled by the NFL, because then you can really trust the 40 times, and, you know, you get guys out of their comfort zone. Because, you know, when guys do pro days, I get it. They're there, they're throwing to their wide receivers, throwing to their friends, throwing to people that know them. But to be honest with you, I kind of want to know what a quarterback could do without his familiar targets. You know, it's not always a situation you have Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase playing, you know, on the same team that know each other. Quarterbacks have to get used to new players all the time.
So I actually kind of disagree with that notion of, you know, you want to get him out of the pro day. I actually really like the pro day, because, like, one of the things that we really, you know, we know is important in sports is chemistry. And I think any team out there that wants to have success is going to find guys that fit with the guys they already have. So, like, if you've got a quarterback that you picked, you're not just going to go out and pick the, you know, a really good wide receiver if his style doesn't mesh with what you do in your offense and what your quarterback likes. You know, like, chemistry is so important. If you have...
It's 100% important, Chris. I was just saying that... When you get to an NFL team, you're going to have to get used to new players.
Right, but you're still going to be picking players that are going to fit with your quarterback, fit with the style of offense you're running. So, like,
yeah.
I think that chemistry aspect is important to see, because it's like you kind of get a feel for what that quarterback likes, especially because I'm sure they're talking to those other players around the quarterback to kind of get a feel for that quarterback's leadership style or their preferences on certain kinds of routes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And so you're getting information on, okay, what do we need to help this quarterback succeed? You know, or, you know, like in the case of wide receivers, like, okay, does this wide receiver fit with what our quarterback is looking for? Like, what are the demands that that receiver has with his quarterback in college versus what he would have in our system? I think that matters. So I actually think In the sense of the pro day, it actually ends up working out a little bit better than like a combine, because in the combine, it's kind of a sterile setting and it's kind of a situation that's built for you to fail, as opposed to with the pro day, it's built for you to succeed. And not everybody looks good at their pro day. There's a lot of times where the guys just, you can tell, like, there's some issues and they're going to pop up regardless.
No, I'm with you, but you know, if they did regionalize these things, it'd be okay too. I just don't like seeing all the split resources you have. I mean, that way when it's regionalized, you have your best of your best there to watch.
Yeah, you know, no, I get that too. I do think, like, if they did a regional combine type situation, I'd be cool with that too. I just think that a lot of players would still opt out of that, because the regional is probably going to be more closer to the NFL combine than it is going to be to the pro day.
Yeah, it just kind of sucks the way it's become, because, you know, I did like it when guys do things that they're not exactly comfortable with. And that's okay. You know, you don't just do the vertical but not do the broad jump. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, right, yeah. No, I think you should be tested on a lot of different things to kind of showcase what you do. And also, I think, if you're a team out there and you see someone that is literally only trying to do the one thing that they look good at, you're probably going to have question marks about that player anyways, and you're probably going to be a little bit reticent to draft them in a high position regardless. You know, if you're a receiver and the only thing you did in college was run 9 routes, and then you get to your pro day and all you run is 9 routes, then I think teams are going to look at you a certain way.
No, I'm with you, but it just, we're seeing a lot of the top talent not performing or throwing at the combine, and not a huge fan of that. I really don't care if they run 40s, but throwing, big difference.
I would like to see the quarterbacks throw, but I also understand, like, if you're in the position of Cam Ward, if you're in the position of Shedeur Sanders, like, actually throwing at the combine probably hurts you more than it helps you. Because your spot's locked.
Yeah, I mean, these guys are going to be fortunate that the quarterback class is so bad.
Right.
They can take advantage of that.
Oh, yeah, no, and that's the reason why, I mean, it makes a lot of sense for them to not participate
at all. It does in those cases. I'm just not a huge fan of it.
Like I said, I agree with you. I would like to see these guys perform. I would like to see Ashton Gentry, like, run the 40 just to see how fast he is, just curiosity standpoint. But at the same time.
Do we know what Gentry's doing at the combine?
I think they just said medicals and interviews. So I don't think he's doing any workouts, which he shouldn't. If I were his agent, I'd be like, you don't need to work out.
Well, medicals and interviews are important.
Yeah.
Remember Marvin Harrison Jr. didn't run at the combine.
All he did was interviews. That was it.
Yeah.
And he only met with the top four or five teams?
Yeah. We're seeing a lot more of this with the guys. Again, I think the combine, unfortunately, is going to go to the way of the dodo bird. we're not going to see it. We already saw that with the Wonderlic when they stopped doing the Wonderlic. I mean, there's a lot of stuff there at the combine that's nonsense.
I don't think we are. And the reason why I don't is because while the top 5-10 prospects probably won't do it, the guys who are like second round, third round, or even lower than that, they actually have a lot of incentive to go there and kill it. Because
yeah, they're the ones that are competing in the Shrine Bowl and the Super Bowl.
Exactly. That's my point. Is like those guys, they have every incentive to go there and do it because they might make themselves some money. You know, if you're a receiver and you had a pretty, you know, you showed like you've got some pretty good numbers your senior year or junior year or whatever your last year was, and then you go to the combine and you back it up with the physicality, you back it up with the 40 time, you back it up when you run cones, when you run the routes and whatnot. There's probably a team that might decide, okay, I value this player a little bit more than I did before. Let's bump them up. So I actually think the combine won't disappear. It won't, you know, it's not going to go away. I just don't think that we're going to see the high profile guys do it like we used to see, you know, 10, 20 years ago where those guys were doing it.
Because it's become such a big thing, you know, the combine, the coach speaks, the GM speaks. I mean, not that you're going to get much information, but
yeah.
But it is kind of cool.
Yeah, like I said, I enjoy it. I love watching it. It's always interesting, especially like on Saturday when you see the receivers and running backs run, and especially when we see the edge rushers run 40s too. There's probably going to be a few guys that get sub 4.6 40s off the edge. You know, there's a few guys I'd be looking out for. If I don't know if Mike Green from Marshall's going to run, but that's a guy I would look at as probably having a really nice 40 time. Plus, I want to see his bench reps too because he's really strong. But yeah, I think there's value for a lot of guys like that. So we kind of hit on this a little bit before we started talking about the pre-draft process for a lot of these players kind of pulling out. But I kind of want to hit on where we think the biggest position groups the Chiefs need to hit on as they get into, I mean, free agency's coming up here pretty soon. But as far as the draft goes, let's say three positions that the Chiefs gotta hit in this upcoming draft. For me, I think it's defensive line. Like I said, I think you should probably get a couple. I think corner. I don't know. I mean, if you can get Shavon Revel Jr. first round, cool. If not, then, you know, you could probably hit it later. I think there's some good day two guys. And then I also think they need to get running back. Those are the three positions to me are like the three biggest needs for them. What about you?
Well, defensive line for sure. Cornerback for sure. And I'm going to say wide receiver at number three. I still think they need to address wide receiver. Listen, they hit it with Xavier Worthy. He's going to be a stud going forward. I love that, and he proved that he's not just a nine route or vertical route guy for a guy that
he's not a guy that's going to play 10 games a season and get hurt.
I think he's one of the guys most fairly unjudged at the combine. The guy did lead Texas in receptions and yards for three straight years, and two of the three he led him in touchdowns. But I think receiver's big. I would have said tight end, and I still think tight end is going to be a position they need going forward. I just don't know what Kelsey's doing. Like, we're going to find out. I know they set a March 14th kind of deadline for it, which is fine for free agency, but, you know, obviously the draft's not going to be then too, but definitely they're going to be looking at the Gunnar Helms of the world and Arroyos and guys like that at tight end.
I think tight end's a position they don't need because they signed Noah Gray to a long-term extension, and they were using Rashi Rice in that same slot role that they were using Kelsey in a lot. So I don't necessarily think it's a need, but I will say this. If you've got a guy like Elijah Arroyo sitting there, and you're sitting there at like, 66 or even the, 95 is the other one they have in the third round. If he's sitting there with one of those two picks, I think it'd be really hard to pass him up just because of the kind of, like, I think if you're going to go tight end, it has to be a certain guy you like, not just any tight end. Like, I don't think that's how the Chiefs operate anyways, but that's not how I would operate here because I think that the role Kelsey fills, I think you've got the guys to fill that. So yeah. For me, it's like, okay, is he best available pass catcher at this point? Okay, let's take him.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, though. How do you view tight ends? I mean, they clearly view it as a pass catcher. Well, and Jared Wiley's coming back. I
right.
get that.
Mm-hmm.
But the tight end's been so important to this team and what they do. And, if you're going to bulk up the offensive line, that's different. And I agree with you with Rashee Rice taking a lot of that. He was doing a lot of the routes that you saw Kelsey doing when he's healthy.
Yeah, he was doing a ton of those sit routes.
Which is fine.
That was his game.
He's going to be gone for a few games. We know that.
Yeah.
The suspension is rule. My thing with receivers is I get concerned about it because the Chiefs really did play most of the year without their 1 and 2.
Yeah, they did.
Without Rashee Rice and Hollywood Brown, they spent most of the season playing without their 1 and 2, and that's tough to do. And then you're asking a rookie like Xavier Worthy to step up, who wasn't really ready right then at the beginning to step up like that. He did become more acclimated to the system going forward. But you always have to think about injuries. What are you going to do if guys get hurt? I mean, that's always the thing. That's why I bulk up on receivers. Obviously, I'd love to see offensive tackle. But I think you and I agree. I think free agency is the best route to go at offensive tackle. If Trey Smith leaves, are you going to need to think about getting guard in the future? I have no problem with them grabbing a mid-round guard as well. But you and I both agree that getting a left tackle early on is not something that's going to be a starter this year.
Yeah, I don't think it's feasible. I mean, if you want to – I'm on the DJ Humphreys train. DJ Humphreys has, Nate Taylor did a piece on him, I think, late last week. DJ Humphreys wants to come back to the Chiefs. I, as someone who has watched him since he was playing for my Florida Gators, I'd love for him to come back and play for the Chiefs.
I'm going to get it too, because, he's a pro's pro. He knows
yes.
how to play.
Right.
And last year is a bad example because you're asking a guy to come off an ACL that didn't have training camp. Didn't have practice. Now, next year's much different. He would have the OTAs. He would have training camp. It would be much different for DJ Humphreys.
Right, yeah, and that's the reason why. Like, I think for a lot of Chiefs fans, it's going to be a turnoff because it isn't the sexy move. Because it isn't – and look, there's no sexy left tackle move. I'm not trading a bunch of assets to go get a tackle. There's no tackle in this draft I like drafting high. I mean, you might be able to talk me into Ariante Ursary in the second round. That's it, though. Like, or maybe a Logan Brown on day three. But, like, I'm not very interested in very many tackles in this class. Like, I've seen a lot of people, like, mock, and it'll probably happen even more, Josh Connerly from Oregon to the Chiefs. Don't like that.
Yeah, Connerly's on there a lot. I just don't see day one starter. Man.
No, he's not a day one starter. And my thing is, I'm not interested in drafting project left tackle in the first round. You know, again, you want to take an Ursary second round if he's there and develop him behind DJ for a year or two? Cool. You know, I think you try to sign DJ to like a 2-year deal and see what you do there.
Yeah, you said to ask yourself who's the best player available. And I think it's going to be corner defensive line. I think it's going to be in Harmon. It's going to be, Savon, somebody like that.
Maybe a Walter Nolan if he's there. You know, a Shamar Turner. I mean, a Shamar Stewart if he's there. I just think there's, or maybe even a Nick Scorton too. There's just a lot of options there. I'm not really interested in taking a tackle late first because I just don't think the tackles that you would be able to get at 31. I just don't think the value's there. So what positions do you think, because, you know, obviously we kind of brought up left tackle. Are there any other positions that you kind of feel like might be a trap for the Chiefs? Might be a position they might be reaching on a little bit if they go too hard on it? Because I'll tell you one right now, linebacker. Linebacker, a lot of people are talking about. I saw somebody mock like a linebacker to the Chiefs in the second round today. And I'm just like, I don't think that's where they go. Not this year. Like, I could see them, if they don't bring back Bolton, deciding to go with a temporary option as a second linebacker. If they even go second, you know, a high-profile second linebacker, they might just go Tranquil and Leo Chanel.
No, I'm with you on that. Linebacker would be one that I don't think you have to reach on whatsoever. That'd be concerned. But, you know, most of the things, you know, like, well, obviously center, you know, it'd be silly for them to grab that position.
Or even like guard in the first two rounds. Like, the Chiefs could probably go guard like fourth round if they even want
to. Like safety as well.
Yes. Safety in the first two rounds. Before 95, I'm not interested in. Like, I know I've seen a lot of people mock like Andrew Mukuba from Texas to them at like 65 or whatever their first pick. I think it's 66. I'm not interested in that pick. I'm not interested in Mukuba at 66. If they can get him in like the fourth, cool. But like, I'm not interested in him in the third round.
No, that's the position I definitely try to stay away from. But because they've loaded up on safety.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And that's not only that, but teams are jettisoning their safeties. I mean, it's a good free agent pickup too. You can get the Mark Edwards type players.
Juan Thornhill is about to be a free agent.
Yeah,
they just learned today that Thornhill is going to get cut by the Browns. They could bring Thornhill back if they really needed another deep safety, and they could have Jaden Hicks. He can come up and play in the role that Justin Reed was playing in.
I think so. I think that's why Jaden Hicks was drafted.
Yeah.
We haven't seen his value last year.
I also think wide receiver in the first round, that's a non-starter for me. Like, that's – I'd be cool wide receiver second day. I got no problem with that. I've kind of fallen in love with a potential Tez Johnson in the third round as a slot option. I obviously Elik Iyemanner is a guy I love. If they were to get him second day somewhere, yeah. I'd be incredibly excited. I've been harping about him since 23, but
oh, I know.
I have no desire to, like, Matthew Golden at 31. No, I'm good. Like, I've seen mocks of him going to the Chiefs at 31. I'll pass on that.
Yeah, I think you have to ask yourself. This is truly one of those. Usually, I'm a big fan of best available player at the position you need. But this year is truly, I think, best available player, and I think it's going to be cornerback or defensive line.
So, out of the defensive linemen that are going to be at the combine this weekend. I mean, obviously, you know, you've harped about Derek Harmon. I'm a huge Shamar Stewart guy from Texas A&M, edge rusher. He's like 6'3", 280 pounds. Like, I watched him at the Senior Bowl, and I see him as like a great Spags option there. You know, he kind of got some Charles Omenihu in him like that. Like, what other linemen are you looking at for the combine this weekend?
Oh, the combine. Well, do you want me to stay away from guard or tackles and go guards?
Defensive lineman.
Oh, defensive lineman.
Yeah, yeah. I meant D line. My bad. Yeah, I meant D lineman. Yeah, obviously, if we go offensive lineman, we're not going to go tackle there. Like, the only tackle. I don't know how many tackles you like in this class. Offensive tackles you like in this class, but the only one I really like is Ariante Ursary.
Well, obviously, you know, I like Derek Harmon quite a bit. I like Mikel Williams, Walter Nolan, Shamar Stewart, like you. Mike Green.
Yes.
I think is interesting.
I'm a big fan of Mike Green.
What's that?
I'm a big fan of Mike Green. I think he's got a lot of potential.
Yeah, definitely. And play on the outside. TJ Sanders is a guy, you know, I'd be looking at too. Alfred Collins at Texas, I like as well.
I think Collins is a guy that's got some sleeper in him. He's another guy that's projected right around the third round. That's a guy I would look out for too for the Chiefs, because I think he's a guy, he's a little bit more of a run stopper, but I think he's really interesting there, coming from that Texas system where we saw like T'Vondre Sweat and Byron Murphy and guys like that. Like, he seems to be the next one in that line.
Yeah, definitely guys like that. And there's a few others. Jordan Burch that was also kind of at Oregon. Again, they get a little concerned about the second guy on that defensive line.
Yeah, he's another guy that's bigger too. He's like 280 pounds as an edge rusher.
But Josh Farmer is one of those guys I like. Jordan Phillips, those kind of guys.
Josh Farmer is probably, like, I'll tell you, the guys I'm telling y'all to look out for sure. Deion Walker from Kentucky. Like, he just screams like Chris Jones type if he can just get his pad level down. Like, he's disruptive for sure. And then I really love Josh Farmer from Penn State. The more I watch him, the more I watch like what he did at like the Senior Bowl and whatnot, watch him during the game. I mean, he's just, he's a game wrecker as a pass rusher. I mean, I just, to me, watching him and what he could do, with in Spags' defense, like, I think Farmer's one of those guys that could be a steal on day two. I think he's a guy that you could immediately plug and play, and he'll be an impact guy as an interior pass rusher. I'm a really huge fan of Joshua Farmer.
Even sleepers like Darius Alexander, you know, when you think about
guys. That's another one. He looked really good as well.
Yeah, guys are coming out of Mac like that. So those are guys going to be watching. I'm curious. I think that next week when we do the podcast, we'll talk some 40s and some agility and strength and what these guys are doing.
And then as far as, let's say, corner. Corner's one of those positions I think is a position you need to get at least one, I think. Which guys, obviously we talk about Siavon Revel Jr., what other corners do you think would be fits for what the Chiefs like to do?
Maybe Zy Alexander out of LSU, because he's big, he's over 6 foot.
Yeah.
I kind of like him. Ohio State, I like Denzel Burke.
I love Denzel Burke. Ohio State guy. We got to put the caveat. Ohio State guy, but I do love Denzel Burke.
I know. That's the thing about him. You know, Kansas got some interesting prospects too.
Dotson. I was gonna bring up the duo they got there, Melo Dotson and Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, those guys are interesting to me.
It's funny.
Your guy out of Florida, Jason Marshall.
Yeah, Jason Marshall's another one. I think he's probably more so like he's gonna be more of a developmental guy. But I do like him. But I'll tell you the guy I'm really intrigued, besides Revel, is Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant was probably the best DB at the Shrine Bowl. He's very confident in himself. He's a ball hawking type guy. He's a guy that can play man. Little bit undersized, so he's like 6'1", but he's like only 170 pounds, so he might have to put on a little weight. But you look at like the size, the length. I mean, he might be a fit for what the Chiefs want to do on the outside at corner.
No, I'm with you. I definitely think it's a position they need to look at, because with all these quarterbacks in the AFC West, minus what the Raiders are going to do, we don't know what they're going to do. that's a concern.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I think corner is definitely, you got to get one. And then I think probably next year you should get another one. But I think there's some really good options. There's some good, tall, long corners. And I think if you get those guys, you get one of those guys, you allow Trent McDuffie to kind of do what he did in 22 and 23, where he was playing more on the inside in the slot. And I think that's where you kind of get more of that. Because there were a lot of times where we saw where like Shamari Connor was playing, where he was playing in the slot, and he would get burned by like tight ends and whatnot, because he was kind of in a matchup nightmare, and he's not as good of a man cover guy as we've seen with like Trent McDuffie. So I think it gives you a little bit more freedom in your secondary if you can use Shamari Connor more like a safety as opposed to using him as a slot corner.
Yeah, just keep an eye on a few guys that are the taller, bigger, physical corners. I am curious to see what Zy Alexander comes in as far as height and everything.
Another guy.
He's a lengthy physical corner at LSU. He's supposed to be 6'2". We'll see. 6'1".
You know how these heights are.
I know.
They usually lie about their.
But he's great in press coverage and great in that kind of stuff and uses that length well. And he runs well too.
Another guy, I'm concerned a little bit about his speed, but Azariah Thomas from Florida State, outside corner there, that's another guy, tall. I think he's like 6'2", right around 190-200 pounds, good length, but he might not be that fast. He might be more of a 4.5 guy, which I think kind of hurts him. I think that's one of the things that hurt Kamal Haddon, the corner that the Chiefs took in the fifth round from Tennessee last year. I don't think he quite had the speed to be able to keep up on the outside, and that's one of the things I think hurt him. Plus, he was injury prone. But you know, I just think that like guys like that, the taller, longer corners is about what they're going to be looking for.
No, I'm with you. And you know, late round selections, wherever they go, Devon Kirkwood sitting out there from UCLA, taller 6'3 corner. We'll see which direction they go. But there's some guys. There's some other guys also I see going to safety as well.
All right, so last thing here before we wrap things up, running back position I brought up as a position I think they need to hit on. A lot of people are talking about it. I've seen some mocks where they have like Amari and Hampton going to the Chiefs. I don't think that's going to happen. If you could have your dream option that isn't Ashton Jeanty going to the Chiefs for running back, who would you take? And like for the best value, not just like best player overall, but for the best value.
Can I take the Ohio State guys out of it? I really like Travion Henderson.
I mean, they might break that trend this year. They might take Quinshon or Travion.
Good. Tosh Brooks out of Texas Tech. I kind of like him, too.
I like him, too. Yeah, I like him.
He sits around 230, 235 pounds. He's under 5'10". I mean, he's that bowling ball type of guy that can do things. Caleb Johnson, obviously, at Iowa, is a guy I think is going to have a really good, successful NFL career, but he's going to go pretty early. I think probably maybe in the second round.
I think Caleb might be there at when the Chiefs are picking at the end of the second round. He might be there.
And Dylan Sampson at Tennessee is interesting to me.
If Caleb was sitting there at 63, I almost want them to take him because I think he's got something. I love Amari and Hampton, too. I really like I like Caleb almost as much as I like Amari and Hampton. So I'd be all for him.
Yeah, keep an eye on Ollie Gordon.
Yes, Ollie Gordon is going to be a guy that I think you're going to be able to get really good value on. Because he kind of, like this year, they didn't really handle him right at Oklahoma State. And so his numbers weren't that great. But Ollie Gordon, going into the year, looked like he was going to be the best running back in college football. That's a guy I think there's value in.
And Donovan Edwards. And
I was literally about to say Donovan Edwards, too. Okay. He might be there in the seventh. He might be there in the seventh. We don't know when the Chiefs will be picking in the seventh, but I think they're going to have a seventh-round pick. Because I think they might have the Panthers pick. I'm not 100% sure, but I think they've got that pick. If they do, that would be the time where if they didn't take a running back earlier and Donovan Edwards is sitting there, I think you rush to pick him. Because I think just to see what he can be, because I think he's got the body to play in the NFL. Let's see if he can develop the skill he needs to be able to do it.
Another guy to keep an eye on, too, is Jaden Blue out of Texas.
Yes. Yes.
Very good receiver out of the backfield.
Yeah, and we know the Chiefs love to throw to the running back whenever they have a guy they can trust to do that. So,
He had 42 for 368, six touchdowns last year. He averaged over 5 yards a carry as well on offense. So keep an eye on Jaden Blue as
well. And you know, going back to Donovan Edwards, I think he could be, at the very minimum, a third down guy. He can pass block. He can catch the football. His running was a big question mark for him, but at least a third down back, I think he's got the ability to play in the NFL for a few years. Like,
sure.
I think that's one of the things we kind of saw there with him. But yeah, him, Ollie, definitely Caleb. I'd love for Caleb. Taj Brooks is another great option there. There's a lot of really good running. This is probably the best running back class we've seen in a long time. And yeah, if they decide to take one of the Ohio State guys, like I'd be a little bit more in line with Travion Henderson because I think he's more explosive. But I think Quinshon's a very good running back prospect too. He's bigger, so I think there might be some better durability there. But that's it for this week's edition of the Character Concerns podcast. We have a big show for you next week. We're going to give you all of the info about the best performers at the NFL Combine from this coming weekend. Starts on Thursday, and it runs all the way through Sunday. I'm going to be locked in every day because I think there's groups in each day that the Chiefs will probably be interested in hitting in the draft, especially that D-line and cornerback. The D-line and cornerback days are going to be really interesting. So keep it locked in with us. Download, subscribe. Give us 5 stars wherever you listen. For Jay Binkley, I'm Christian Ocero, and this has been the latest edition of the Character Concerns podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.